All right. Welcome, everybody. Another episode. Normally, I do it every Monday and Wednesday of my podcast, but today, because I'm traveling and I'll be in Dallas from Wednesday to Sunday, we're doing an extra episode today. First and foremost, check us out. If you need anything real estate worldwide, we can help you. Go to teambcsold.com and check us out. We'll take care of you. Send us a message. Number two, Modern Success. Shout out and salute to all the Modern Success members who are listening live and who continue to push the Modern Success movement. That's my coaching program. Open to anybody and everybody. Go to briancasella.com to sign up, or you can go to the link in my bio if you watch me and follow me on Instagram. Lastly, if you're looking to partner with Team BC at eXp Realty, go to partnerwithteambc.com and check out the opportunity that's going to be available to you. Okay, so let's get into this podcast. So I just finished a quick 3 or 4 minute video in regards to this concept of cause and effect that I'm going to talk about a little bit here on the podcast. Okay. Cause and effect. For every cause, there's an effect. Now, many people aren't aware of what that is, and I'm going to explain it here in a second. For my Modern Success group, which is more advanced, they got a different perspective and different level of this information. But for the podcast, we're going to break it down very simple for you so you get it. Okay. Now, I have a tattoo here of Thoth from Egyptian mythology with 7 symbols around him. And those are the 7 laws of alchemy, one of which is cause and effect. For every cause, there's an effect. For every effect, there's a cause, okay? So we need to understand that. Now, in layman's terms, if I can explain it to people, let's see. The effect, let's say the effect is somebody being overweight. What was the cause of it? Overconsumption of food, period. Somebody's in shape. What was the cause? Hard work, caloric deficit, discipline. Boom. Cause, effect, okay? Cause, punch somebody in the face. Effect, they get knocked out, okay? Or they get rattled and wobbly, whatever the effect is. Cause and effect, cause. Very simple. Now, what we need to understand, what the general population needs to understand about these things, okay? And again, this is very just tip of the iceberg, okay? Everything that you're dealing with in this moment, your life and its current circumstances, is the effect. Now, you need to be able to trace back yesterday, last week, last month, last year, the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, however old you are, and find the cause of whatever the effect is. Because just like me, I'm looking to improve and progress. I'm looking to make things better. I'm looking to adjust, as the majority of the world is, and the majority of the people listening to me are not satisfied. Even some of them that are content, they still want to get better. So we need to see, wherever it is maybe that you're lacking or having some issues, what's the cause of that? We need to be able to trace that. That requires some self-analysis. This is the work that I've been preaching for years that people do not want to do. It requires you to look in the mirror, right? Sit down by yourself, contemplate, and say, okay, obviously the effect right now, for example, is I'm broke. I don't have money. So let's backwards trace what's going on here. What's the cause? Is it mismanagement of money? Maybe. Is it your job doesn't pay you enough? What is it? Is it somebody's leeching your money and you're not even realizing it? Is it expenditures, small expenditures on a daily basis that add up and every month they deplete your bank account? I don't know. Okay, those are just a few examples. But we need to be able to effectively trace this and get to the root of it. Now, what a lot of people do is they're unaware of this dynamic and all they do is they just float through life. Oh, I'd like to have more money. I'd like to be better in communication. I'd like to be better at sales. They're very, what I call them, people who dip their toes in the water. I'll think about it, right? Or they're dreamers, whatever the fuck you want to call them, right? It doesn't matter what we call them. Pick whatever you want. Pick whatever word you want. So the first step is to become aware of this principle. Number two is to now use your own faculties, your own analytical mind, and say, okay, what's the cause of this? What's causing this particular suffering or lack in my life so I can fix it? Now, once you identify it, step two, then you have to now formulate a plan and execute, which is step three, onto how to change it. It's very simple. What I just gave you is not some magical fucking spell. This isn't Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. This is basic 1, 2, 3, boom, 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 get it done. But it requires that very crucial, important step that I just said of self-analysis, which people will never do. If you're listening to this podcast, I urge you, especially if you're somebody, again, who's climbing through the ranks, you need to spend and track first. How much time are you spending just watching other people in comparison? I want you to get this metric. Watching other people, even if you're studying, okay? Watching other people versus focusing on you and bettering your life. If you watch YouTube 6, 7, 8 hours a day and you spend 20 minutes on yourself, good luck. Nothing is going to happen. We live in an era now where people know more about, in quotes, celebrities and famous people than they fucking know about themselves. Isn't that sad? So now I see conversations of people where all their conversations, they're talking about other people. I said, dude, I don't want to hear about them. Tell me about you. What's going on with you? How are you getting better? What are you improving on? How's your day? How's your life? What are 3 big wins you've had? What are some of the biggest breakthroughs you've had in the last 30 days? What's your goals for the next 6 months, year, 2 years, 5 years? And when I present those questions to a lot of people, 90% of the time, there's no answer. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with studying. I study a shitload, but I also spend a lot of time building my empire and working on me. There's not a severe imbalance there. So again, that's going to be one of the causes of the effect of you not being where you want to be. You know too much about other people and you're all up in their business. Who gives a fuck? Focus on you. This is how I can zoom in on somebody, for example. Like many people ask me, oh, well, you know, how do you deal with haters and criticism and all that? What I just described to you in the beginning of cause and effect is this at your fingertips. The cause being a miserable life, too much time on their hands, nothing better to do, and not focusing on themselves, the effect is that bashing other people, talking shit, being judgmental, and all that shit that everybody is scared of and despises. What's the cause? A not so happy life. So me knowing that and understanding that equation, how am I going to get mad or worry about what these people have to fucking say about me? Or again, it's not just me. It could be anybody. I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care. So having that perspective and understanding, it eliminates this need, right? Because the more aware you are and the more you understand, the easier it is to deal with life. Because life is always going to be what other people deem as difficult. You're going to have shit thrown at you. But the more awareness and understanding you have, the better you live. That's just the bottom line. This is why I've always been a knowledge seeker and acquirer. And it's somebody who seeks to learn more and get better and get better and get better. And then the movement that I've created, in particular, my real estate team in Modern Success, I want to educate them more and bring them up so we can now create a huge wave, which we're starting to do. So this is what creates an impact. Now, going back to what I was saying earlier, the process of one self to begin to discover, to become aware of, in the beginning, to a lot of people, it's a foreign concept in the sense that a lot of people can't sit there and journal or read or be in silence. That's so foreign to them that what I'm describing and a lot of the recommendations that I give, it goes over people's heads. Or they're like, okay, I'll do it. And then when it's time to do it, they think something magical is supposed to happen. Like when they're reading, they think some light is going to beam from the roof and shine on them. And they're going to become enlightened and start floating in midair. And all of a sudden they're going to become super wise and grow a beard. I don't know. People have those warped expectations or something. Instead of saying, hey, I need to sit here. And even though it can be, in quotes, boring, like it is to a lot of people, I need to sit here and figure out, okay, what's up with me? What do I not like about it myself? What do I want to change? What do I want to make better? Because the effects that I have right now, I'm not in agreement with. I want to change. So, for example, I changed a few causes, waking up early, going to the gym, reading. Now, over time, what that did was it changed the effect of my condition. My mental condition improved, if we're talking confidence, mindset, inner game. Okay? All the stuff I was practicing, the cause, role-playing, you know, talking to people, practicing every day, improve my communication skills. And then, obviously, improving in sales and doing all this work and following these routines, the effect was increased income. Cause. me producing content, becoming better, and showing the world affect more followers, more business opportunities, more money, more business? Simple. The formula is that fucking simple. And I'm engaged with this on a daily basis. So if anything, this can also serve as a simplification for people in a way of thinking to be able to, in a sense, codify what they're trying to do. And instead of being caught up in all these questions about, for example, right? I'm too young. I'm too young or I'm too inexperienced, right? People will bring up their age when it comes to business or some sort of, it's a presupposition, basically. It's a limiting belief. I'm too young. No one's going to take me serious. Well, let's trace that, okay? The effect of not being taken seriously because of your age is not your age. It's lack of experience or knowledge, okay? Which can be acquired. Therefore, the cause is acquire it. Study, learn, gather experience. Then the effect will be you won't have to deal with that. So fucking simple. This is why I've been able to talk about these subjects for so long from a different viewpoint that people resonate with. I mean, I get the comments every day on my YouTube because I have a lot of older videos that have, 30, 40, 50, 100,000 views that keep getting views around these subjects. And I always like, it's like at least two or three or four a week now. Oh man, just this video, wow, it really changed. And it's like a 5 or 10 minute video, but it's around subjects like this that I've been talking about and I've learned years ago and people still don't get it. It's slowly for some people starting to kind of, okay, it's starting to click, but there has to be a full immersion. If you want the effect of having this ability, having this knowledge, having that mindset, communication skill, whatever that thing is that you're on, well, what's the cause? You need to look at the people. What did they do? How did they cause that effect? Well, obsession, dedication, a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of heartache, a lot of failures. Okay, well, that's the cause that I need to do. So I need to do that in order to get to where they're at. It's that simple. It's almost like mathematics. Okay, they did 1 plus 1 and they got 2. Okay, I need to do 1 plus 1. Cool. Simple. Now, what has happened is that element has been perverted with other information, of course, limiting beliefs, and lack, like I said earlier, of self-analysis. All of the limitations, you've been hearing this for years, limitations are self-imposed. Okay, now some of it, of course, we can give credit to prior programming. School, childhood, news, whatever it is. However, as an adult, if you're listening to this and you're 18 plus, it is your responsibility to make those changes. Therefore, once you're an adult and you're of sound mind and you function like a normal human being, if you still have limiting beliefs, that's your fault. You need to change it. You need to get rid of them. You need to reprogram yourself, and that's your responsibility. You, at that point, cannot point the finger and blame other people for your issues and the effects that you're dealing with in your life. You have to take responsibility. And this is one of those ways. If you have a fear, you have to confront it. If you have a limiting belief, handle it. And do whatever it takes to handle it, because it has to be priority level through the roof. It can't be, well, I'll get to it. It needs to be, I need to do this shit now. And I need to handle it. And I need to find the person or the thing or this or that that's going to solve it for me. At all costs. And I need to go for it right now, not in an hour, not in 2 days, today. Why do you think a lot of people, when they're presented with a situation like, going to an event or doing something that the other person who's telling them to do it, whether it's a family or a friend, or maybe it's somebody they look up to saying, hey, dude, do this event, do this, do that, it's going to change your life. And the person's kind of teeter-tottering on the decision. Why do you think that person a lot of times is urging you to make that decision? Because it goes in line with what I just said. They're saying, for you, it's a priority down here. I see it for what you're telling me, and your situation is a priority up here. You need to do this shit now. You need to sign up now. You need to go there now, not tomorrow. The decision is meant to be made now, and that will make you or break you. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes, of course, but there are those pivotal moments where those decisions are much more important. Every decision adds up, sure, but there's going to be ones that stand out for sure. And all those little ones are preparing you for those bigger decisions that really have an impact. And when you're faced with that, you can't shy away. You can't run away. You have to say, okay, I'm doing this. Let's do it. Regardless of how you feel emotionally and all that crap, you know deep down in your gut that it's time for you to make that decision. So do it. Because I know Let's look at these two causes. I make the decision, I don't. What's the effect? Run that through your mind now. I don't make this decision, what's the effect? I keep suffering, things aren't good. Cause, I do make this decision. The effect, growth. Connections, improvement. And all the other things I'm after. Well, shit, I don't care how much it scares me. I need to make this decision to do this. Okay, boom, you do it. Period. Now we're on to something. That's the cool part. So when I think back, there's a ton of decisions I've had to make. But once I got into this dynamic of cause and effect and made it infinitely easier for me to start making decisions, not only faster, more concisely, but better decisions, for sure. Because you know exactly what's going to happen. You know every night when you have that piece of cake or that ice cream, you know the effect is going to be weight gain. But you need to be able to compute that in your mind. You know spending that extra whatever when you're broke because you want to get fucking a pair of $300 shoes to impress people. You know it's a stupid decision. What's the effect down the road? When you really are crystal clear about the effect that it creates, it will stop you from making those dumb decisions, believe me. It's people are so in the moment. They don't understand what the effect is going to be of those decisions because they don't look at it. They're not looking at it with their analytical mind. They're looking at it with the reactive mind, which means they're just acting on impulse. Analytical mind is another way to label your conscious mind, by the way. Conscious mind. Where you're consciously making a decision. So how many of us are still on the reactive mind side? Instead of saying, hey, I'm looking at these causes here. What's the effect going to be? Now, when you look down that timeline, it becomes very, very, very clear to you what you need to do. And that's the caveat. I take responsibility. So if I make the right or the wrong choice, I take responsibility either way. So when you look at the effects you're dealing with today, right now, are you content with them? What do you want to change? We'll do something about it because you can trace back and find out what the cause is. You know where you're slipping up. You know what you need to change. You know what you need to do. Many times, people will come running to me or somebody else and ask me a question. And you know what my answer is? You already know what to do. Stop wasting time. And 99% of the time, you know what? You're absolutely right. I know, because you're bullshitting. You don't need me or anybody else to confirm it. Self-analysis. So if you're going to get anything from this podcast, aside from cause and effect and looking at it and having at least an awareness of it, self-analysis, analyzing yourself. I'm sure there's traits, every single one of you listening to this, even live on Instagram or listening to this in your car or wherever you're listening. There's probably certain things you want to improve about yourself. We all have that. Okay, then do something about it. Is it a priority to you? If it's not, don't complain and don't say anything. But we know it is, and you know exactly what to do. It requires that self-analysis. It's not difficult. Now it's a matter of putting your seatbelt on and getting to work and making those changes. But a lot of people, unfortunately, will not make any changes until they're backed up against the wall. And that's cool because that activates something in you, sure. But again, imagine the power in being able to make a decision on the spot and make changes without having to have your fucking back up against the wall and be like in a desperate moment for you to actually kick yourself into gear and do something. Whereas 90% plus of the population won't do anything unless literally their back is against the wall and they're cornered and they have to show their teeth and pull out the sword. So let's start taking responsibility. Let's start understanding this dynamic and let's have, you know, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes a day where you do some self-analysis. Where's my mind at right now? How's my emotional intelligence? And me, managing my emotions right now. Am I doing it at a high level? Okay, how's my routines right now? Are my routines sharp or do they need to be sharpened? Just little stuff like this. Little stuff like that will make drastic changes in your life. I guarantee you, okay? So for the sake of simplicity, like I said, I'll end it here. We're not going to be doing another episode tomorrow. I'll resume probably Sunday and begin doing 3 episodes a week. I think I'm going to continue with that because I do enjoy it, even though these are short. They're only 20 minutes long, but I think they're impactful. Okay, so I'll take questions now on Instagram, or if you're on Zoom, I'll take some questions. It's up to you guys. Let me hear them. Let me see them. I'll give you 5 minutes to ask whatever it is that you want. Let's see. Manu, what's up, man? Make sure you guys follow him. And if you have an exotic, sign up for his new rally. New rally official. What days am I usually live? Every day, usually. Now, publicly, probably I would say 3 or 4. In Modern Success, practically every day. How to scout a good broker. I don't even know how to answer that anymore. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people, their perception of what a broker is supposed to do has still become, it's become a little bit messed up, right? So I can tell you this, Gordo, it's funny that your screen name is Gordo. Your success in real estate, whether you have a good mentor or broker or not, is still going to rely on you. I'm just letting you know, okay? But you want some sort of support. EXP, obviously, I'm going to be biased because I'm with EXP, so I'm going to tell you to join them. But again, no one's going to hold your hand, dude. You want at least some support. If you have questions, you can reach out to somebody, and in a reasonable time, they answer you. No one's going to answer you and be on your beck and call and be like, okay, do you need anything? And answer you in a minute. So find somebody with a reasonable help, reasonable mentorship, reasonable, you can say support. That would be the word. And from there, it's going to be on you. I think the bad part about social media now, especially, I mean, I'm sure it's in many businesses, and I'm not personally saying this about you, dude. I'm just saying this in general. I think because there's so much information now, everybody expects the world, especially when they get into real estate. And the truth is, it's not going to be handed to you, and you need to be ready to do a lot on your own and understand that that's the way it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to hold your hand when you do it. You know how much shit I went through when I was new? And I purposely do that with my agents to make them grow. The only way you're going to grow in business and in life is to be put in those tough situations, and you know that someone isn't necessarily going to save your ass, and you need to figure it out. Otherwise, you always have that plan B. You always have that, hey, come help. And you'll never be as good as the person who went through it without the help. That's straight up. That's one of the reasons I was able to have success, is because I had help. But as soon as they knew I could do it, even though I felt scared, they're like, nope, you're on your own. Do it. You got to make this call. You got to do this. You got to do that. I was like, fuck. But I'm glad they made me do it. And I put my agents and my people in those situations too, because that's what makes them better. One thing I'd recommend you do, erotic talent, is even though you're working alone and focusing, you can still make time to go out and socialize, man. You just don't drink, don't smoke, and don't stay out too late. You can socialize, dude. Fuck, everywhere I go, I socialize. I can't go into a store anymore and the people at the store don't know me, because I talk to everybody. You're going to be running errands and doing your day-to-day stuff. Talk to people, meet people. And that will systematically rid you of this lonely feeling, I guarantee you. Name of the coaching class you give, Santi, it's a Modern Success. Victor answered, thank you. It's Victor. An MS, are you an MS, Yvette? If you are, just rewatch the video and the percentages are on there. Yeah, it's in the vault. There we go. Thanks, Brian. Cool. Awesome. great scripts. That's up to you, Terrence. You know, Mike Ferry gives scripts for free. I think Tom Ferry gives scripts for free. Kevin Ward, I think, gives scripts for free. So you can, scripts are readily available. Just pick whichever one you want and memorize them. But don't, most people want to get like my script and this person's script, and pick one and master it. Then maybe you can add something else, but just pick one and memorize it. Because when you start mixing and matching different people's stuff and systems, all it's going to do is mess you up. If you want, Joe, Sue, contact me privately and I'll link you up with my lender. And he can talk to you about refinancing and, you know, all that. Or if you're out of my area, he can hook you up with somebody who can talk to you locally to you. Are we heading towards a recession? I don't know. I know the real estate market has already been adjusting for over a year here in Cali. I think what's keeping it somewhat stable is the low interest rates, but we've already been experiencing it since July of last year. So I don't know. I mean, business, the economy, everything goes in cycles. The seasons, they cycle, right? Summer, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall, winter, spring. So everything is like that, right? Same thing with business, same thing with the real estate market, same thing with the economy. GQ, I wouldn't even care about intriguing college students about real estate, unless it's like your mission as a person and you want to do that. If you do, I recommend that you talk to a lot of schools, bro. I've thought about doing this too, and offer to speak to them about being a real estate agent. So whenever they have like guests come and speak at the school, or they have an event, you can be a speaker where you go speak for 30 minutes or an hour about real estate. I think that would be the best way, because then the people who show up are people who actually willingly want to listen to you, right? And just offer to do it for free. I was thinking about doing this, and I think I will. And it'll be a good way for you to work on your speaking skills. Have you heard of KW Command? No, brother. I left KW a year and a half ago, and I don't know anything about them. Oh, and you're still in school, even better, because you're one of the students. So they can say, current student who's in real estate talks about real estate. That's cool. So yeah, do that. What else you guys got? I'll take like another question or two before we log off. Yeah, I don't know shit about KW Command. Since I left the company, I'm completely out of touch. Unstoppable. I don't know if I am unstoppable. I haven't been stopped yet, right? You have to walk the path that I walked. And this is for many of you who now maybe have a grasp on basics and you're looking to take it to the next level, you need to walk the path. Maybe it's not me that you like. Maybe you follow somebody else who's an influencer who you really want to model after. You have to walk their path. Who did they learn from, right? What events did they go to, right? Were they on coaching programs? All that stuff. What books did they read? The whole shit, the whole lineage, you need to do it, right? What I see a lot of people doing is they talk that they're 100% in, but their movement is 20% in, 10% in. Well, this person did this. I'm going to see if I can find the equivalent of this guru for free on a YouTube video. Well, this person did this. I don't want to do that. I don't like that. I'm going to do this. It's like, dude, you need to do exactly what they did. So if I say, hey, go talk to 50 strangers every day, you got to do it. If I say, hey, put away 20% of your income every 6 months, you got to do it. If I say, go fucking swim in the Antarctic naked for 10 minutes, you got to do it. Like, that's the level of commitment that it is. Fake it till you make it. Well, you don't have to fake it, right? I'm going to make a video about that on YouTube with some very surface level responses and reframes that I have for being new in anything. And you'll see how with the proper mindset and understanding and viewpoint, that being new at something isn't a disadvantage. It's actually an advantage. So whichever argument I want to make, I can make an argument for either side personally, because I know this thing inside and out. But if you're new at something, instead of buying everybody else's bullshit about why it's a disadvantage, and most of those opinions are not valid because they're from people who aren't in that profession or field, first of all. But number two, what are some things that are a benefit? For example, new agents. They can be a harmony of the old school techniques, which I did in the beginning, and the new school. The older crowd doesn't understand the new school stuff. That's an advantage for a new realtor or a new agent or a new business person, right? And that's just one. But everybody focuses on the lack instead of what's there and what they can use. They look at, oh, it's a weakness, it's a weakness. It's not. It's because you think it's a weakness. Too young to have a home. That's a presupposition and a limiting belief, Victor. So you would have to, with your communication, be able to break that down. Confident, I'm not going to college. Cool, awesome. Yes, have a good lender that can help them, Victor. Absolutely. If an appraiser appraises lower than the agreed price, you can contest it. That's one way. And another way is what I do is if I have a multiple offer situation, I get people to agree up front through the counter offer that if it does come in lower, the buyer pays the difference if I'm protecting the seller. You can do the opposite if you're representing the buyer. I've submitted that in offers. If the appraisal comes back lower, then seller agrees to lower the price, right? Those are the tactics that I use. Drone footage. Yeah, drone footage is good. I mean, it's not going to get you listings and do all that stuff, Monica, but it's good. You can do it, right? I think it's a good promotion for you too, if you do it. But it's not the magic sauce that sells a house, you know? Good, good. All right. Good, Victor. Sweet. Okay. All right, guys. I'm out of here. Thank you for being here. As always, we're sponsored by Team BC, my real estate team. Go to Team BC Sold if you need anything real estate. We got you. Number two, Modern Success. Get on the squad with Modern Success. The coaching will help you. I don't care if you're a realtor, stock trader, entrepreneur, you're in school. I don't care. I will change your life, guaranteed. Go to the bio on my Instagram, or you can go to briancasella.com. And lastly, if you want to partner with me and Team BC at EXP, go to partnerwithteambc.com, and we'll get you started and signed up with us, all right? Going to be in Dallas this week, so we'll have our next episode up in about 5 or 6 days, all right? See you guys. Peace.